Okay, the next person is...
Sorry, Bart couldn't be here.
Right. Go ahead, Eliza.
Hi.
Hey, honey. How's it hanging?
It's good. So I'm glad I caught you now. I was about to leave the house.
You're always in the car.
Especially lately. Bob, I have questions, but I just want to get some things answered. So don't yell at me for asking personal questions.
Okay, sugar, we won't yell at you. Only Bob yells at you. We never yell at
only
you.
Only Bob
but
does.
Sometimes we yell at you, but you deserve it when we yell at you. But we normally
no,
don't
I
yell
don't.
At you. Typically we don't. But it's okay. We haven't been yelled at you lately, so that's
no, not
good.
You.
That
I mean Bob.
Things are pretty good.
Bob gets
we didn't
irritated
mean to cause
enough.
A problem. We didn't mean to cause a problem. It's terrible. It's sad. It's sad. There was nothing we could do. There was nothing we could do. We did the best we can, but we had to guide you into a place of bliss and compassion and release and positions that you can go, oh, okay, that you can embrace, but otherwise it becomes very sad, and then you are frustrated, and it doesn't work out, and then you're angry, and then it goes on and on and on. It's just terrible. So, I mean, there's just nothing else we could do, so just saying.
Right, no, I didn't mean you, Ian. I meant Bob.
Oh, well, then,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what about Bob? Bob yells at you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you like rush me along my questions to get to questions that are not personal.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Then he says, oh, time's up. We'll move on to the next caller now.
No.
Okay, go.
Is there anything I can do to make my father's day?
No. Why would you want him to?
Because he tried a bit of the complement formula. He didn't stick to it. I'm not usually one to try to talk someone into it, but I feel like if he sees something with restructure, he'll stay with that. I want him to stay.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Who are you talking about, Eliza?
The cars. The cars. They sang that.
Who do you want to
stay? It will be trouble. If you leave, it will be double.
If he leaves, it will be double.
Who do you want to
my
stay?
So should I stay or should I go?
Your father.
Okay,
you're talking
with
your father.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why were they so close together, Ian? Like back to back?
They're connected. That's how that works. It's a connection.
Who's connected?
My sister and father.
But it turns into Bominos. Should I stay or should I go? There you go. Matter of fact, Bob can play that if he knew where to look. It's in his box.
So I should just let him go.
You've got to just let it go, let it work out. And you can go to where they are and back and forth, but you can make them come back, but they won't be happy, and then you'll be mad. Then you'll be calling us saying, Ion, how can you make them get out of here? Make them get out of here. They don't want to be here. They're unhappy. And blah, 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 blah. We're like, we told you, and you're like, but no, I wanted them back. It was selfish. I wanted them for me. Okay, have them, but
yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I know it's selfish. I know it's selfish,
and that's okay.
But you said
that you can be, and that's fine, and you can put them in a box, in a cardboard box, and go look at them.
So,
J.W. has Steve Jobs in a pot in his front room right now.
So whichever world they go into, I can go visit that world and then come back?
Yes, you may.
In Stranger Things, when they went into the other world, was that another world or was that another dimension?
You got to ask a different way.
That world was so different from ours.
Not really.
Which one is more different than ours, a world or a dimension? Like another world or a dimension?
You can't tell the difference.
Oh, that's how close alike they both are?
From perspective, yeah.
So dimensions are not like third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension.
No.
Oh. Each dimension is not more advanced than the other dimension?
Yes.
So another world would be a variation of this one. And another dimension can also be a variation from this one. When they went through the portal, they went through that veil, the slimy stuff, to go into the other world. Did they have to find another portal to come back through it?
A way back. Yep, a way back.
Because the faceless thing seemed as if he can come in and out of this world anywhere. But the people, they were using portals.
Well, they were all using portals, just some have easier access to it or not.
What was your first question?
My first question was, can I make my father stay?
Okay, is
should
the life
stay
is finished?
Or should I go? Da, 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 da.
Are you finished, Eliza, or you have some more questions?
No, just a few more questions on the Stranger Things. The faceless thing, at the end of the show, did Elle merge with it to kill it, or did she, like, what
she didn't
what's
do
place?
Either. She contained it, which is what we do for you all more than you know. We contain things. You stir up all this bullshit, and then we have to clean it up. That's what we do mostly.
So she contained it in the process.
Clean up on aisle 5. You'll see when she comes back. She's coming back.
Oh, yeah, I know, because what was his name, Hopster or Holster? The sheriff. He set food for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget his name. So she contained it, and in the process, she was able to kill it. Okay.
You don't really kill it. No, it's not really killed. But
okay,
it's contained.
In the process, she contained it. If something doesn't get killed, does it go back into the ethers and eventually turn into something else?
Things that are balanced of itself don't go away, ever.
Did it go away from that world, or did it just turn into something else?
No, it was just absorbed as something else. It became a latter-day saint.
Are you following Are you following this, Bob?
Bob, he's not available right now. He don't even know anything about anything.
Yeah, I don't know about the
chip
show.
Body.
I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but I was asking.
He can't nut on a chip body. He don't even play with it no more.
Yeah, I was asking Ion if that thing wasn't killed, then what happened to it? And he said it was contained. So nothing gets killed. That's what we know. So if it, like, turns into small little tiny pieces and then, like, we can't see them with our eyes anymore, what happens to them? Do they go back into the ethers and eventually get created into something else? And Ion said no.
So Ion was describing a bit of the post-Guff world. Right, what happens to people when they die now?
People or things, yeah.
Energies are never killed, they're absorbed.
Yeah, but Ion, are you talking about the fact there's no guff, and so where people are
no,
now contained?
No, we're talking about, she's trying to say that the thing that Elle absorbed was this person, like somebody's grandpa or something, and it was not that at all. So, no, energies.
That was just discussed just now?
Yeah, but it was a faceless thing, Ion. It was like a faceless monster.
We know.
Look, the only relevant thing to me is if he's describing where people go when they transition. Now there's no guff.
No, it's not people. It's not people. This is like swamp gas. Did swamp gas go to heaven when you kill swamp gas? No, it's swamp gas.
Okay,
where does swamp gas go? Why are you following this, Bob? Swamp gas goes to the places where it's absorbed.
Well, why is Eliza asking about the fate of swamp gas?
No, she's asking you to see if you're paying attention to the ridiculous line of her questioning so that you can know to say that was you should jump on me for asking personal questions because this is silly.
Yeah, they're not even registering on me. I don't know what she's talking about. It's not registering. I'm just waiting for her to finish.
Okay. We'll
move
on.
He didn't yell
on.
At you, though. He won't even listen to you now, darling. You still yelled at him right at the end of public. He won't even acknowledge that you're here. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. There's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do.
Yep.
Okay. I have one more question, and that'll be all.
Okay. You're good. He didn't yell at you, though. In his defense, he did not yell at you.
Yeah, I know, Ian. You're always defending him.
We have to. Nobody really. It's a wonder. If it hadn't been for Lee Harvey Oswald, then wouldn't have lived this long.
Last week when you said, we are not going to let you ask more, Max, were you saying that you weren't going to let me fire my board of panels?
That's correct.
And would board of panels be like my family?
It would be your Moramax.
My Moramax. Is that like the people around me?
The company.
Okay, so since I don't have a company, what can I say my boy
companies
kind of,
are around you.
My companies are around me.
A company
okay.
is around you. You are judged by the company that you keep.
So you said you're not going to let me ask my Moramax.
And we said, if you don't do this right, we're going to fire you all, and we're going to get a board that will do what we want to do, just like Eliza.
Eliza, what is this topic?
Last week when you played a little YouTube thing from Alexis Carrington, she said what Ian just said about firing her board of panels, and Ian said they're not going to let me fire my board of panels.
Okay, Bob.
What's a board of panels?
Two identical twins. Born.
What's a board of panels?
Jupiter Hollow, and by one confused nurse, they got mixed them up.
Yeah,
so they got one
of
one
twin,
another of the other.
I don't care about that.
40 years later, then what happens is Sadie Shelton and Sadie Ratcliffe become merged. And then Lily Tomlin, which is Rose Shelton and Rose Ratcliffe, they are swapped, so the halves are half. So one owns Moramax and is the leader, and the other one is trying to stop Moramax from tearing up Jupiter Holler, the country place where they is from. That's where they is from. And they was trying to figure out how they could get away from that serpent that was trying to bite them in the head. They didn't know because they
were poor
local farmers.
What's the name of this TV? What's he talking about? Is it some TV show?
Big business.
That's a TV show now or a movie or what?
No, it was something in the 80s, I think.
Oh, with Bette Midler.
Yeah.
All right, so Ian is talking about big business.
Moramax.
That's something to do with
Moramax.
What does the phrase board of panels mean?
I asked if that was like my family, and they said, no, that's like the company you keep around you. So that would be like my friends?
Board of panels is your friend.
Yeah, big business.
Well, let's move on, Eliza. I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Okay.
I'm not even going to make notes of it. I'll say big business movie, 755.
We put it, that is a 59, and in 59, the link is put on the Goober Snatcher.
All right, thank you, Ian.
759.
See, adore you, darling. You're going to be all right. Watch the movie.
Why are you guys talking about big business?
Because I am brought it up last week.
Why?
And I had questions. It was in response to a question I had asked. Remember, I was trying to park my car, and then I asked a few questions, not from my notes, just from the top of my head. He said, Alexis Carrington, and for you to play the clip, which you did.
And what's it got to do with your life?
You can ask Gaia.
We are not going to let them ask more Max.
What's that got to do with Eliza?
She was in the same conundrum. She was trying to save herself from something that wasn't a problem, but she didn't know that, so we had to help her with it. That's how we roll.
You had a problem in your life, Eliza?
You say it in such disbelief, Bob.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be held in such utter disdain? Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I mean, you spend your weekends with me. How could you have any problems? So what is this problem that you've got? Come on, Liza. You don't want to talk about it?
It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Is it private?
It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah.
No, so I'll just write in Eliza's private problem. I'll just put that in. Eliza's private problem is I know. Ian knows a lot about it. You are withholding that, right? You're withholding the problem.
I'm withholding it, yes. Ian said it's not a problem.
I know, but it's sort of laid out in the Big Business movie.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. You're finally getting somewhere. This is good. Bob, you may work this out yet. You keep asking, honey.
Yeah.
Keep asking. You be good.
Elijah,
seven more millennia, you'll have it.
55. Okay, well, very good, Eliza. Wonderful question.
Okay.
Wonderful effort.
And then he didn't yell at you. He only yelled at you for just a little bit, but that was good.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so we mute you, and it's a lot of people here. So I'm picking people who haven't had much to say, but it was always interesting to hear from Mark in San Diego. What's on your fucking penis to this weekend, Mark, and financially?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Ion, at your suggestion, I worked my hamstrings a few times last week, past week, and something kind of unusual happened. I decided to go to the gym on Tuesday morning to work them, you know, to work my quads and hamstrings. So I go to bed Sunday night, I wake up Tuesday morning, and my hamstrings are totally sore, as though I had worked
them. You did. Well, we
did.
No,
we
did.
In the middle of the night.
Yep, you were ripped with lactic acid.
I told you last week that I hadn't really worked them in a couple years.
We know, and we were sad about that, so we thought we'd just let you see what it felt like one more time.
I went ahead and worked them again on Tuesday morning, but...
Ooh, I bet that was a white-knuckle flight, eh?
Yeah, it was. So I'll keep at that. Hey, last week you made a comment. I'm still not very good at squeezing the lemon, but you made a comment.
It's all right. It's all right.
You made a comment about my body, which I don't want to say it, but I didn't even ask you what you meant. I gave my opinion, and you could have meant something totally different. So
well,
what
sometimes
did you,
we do.
I know you do. So I got thinking about it. I was all pumped up, and then I thought, well, he could have meant something totally different. So what did you mean by that comment?
No, we're going to have some fun with this. What did you think we meant by the comment? This is so exciting.
Well, you said I have an
amazing
body.
Where did your mind go? Well, you do.
Okay, but I thought that I don't have any false illusions, but I thought you were talking about how my body functions and my health.
Yeah,
not so
what's
much,
wrong with that?
No, nothing. But that's what I thought the reference was.
No, it wasn't quite that. You're abnormally normal.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean, okay? You're abnormally normal. Is that what you don't want? Is that not good? Does that not please you? Is it not appropriate?
Well, I would rather be abnormal in that I'm, you know, a cut above the little men.
Well, you want to be a little more than a cut above them for Pete.
Well, Okay, but
yeah, we get the rub. Yeah. What you're trying to say, so fine.
Okay, so you meant it slightly different than the way I took it.
Euphorically. Well, we, even that can change. Once you get yourself straightened out, you're going to be amazing, really amazing. But
okay.
We'd say everything's sort of normally okay, good now. But
yeah,
there's some
is.
Places that you can. There's some places you can shine.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start? Your quads? What you want to work with?
I don't really have a specific body part to work on.
See, that's exceptional, because normally someone always says, oh, my God, my calves, I have the most horrible calves, or my back, or I've got man titties, or I've got blah, 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 blah. Well, see, you don't have any of that, so
yeah.
It becomes to okay. So
I think most everything's in balance.
And that is exceptional, is what we're trying to
yeah.
say.
Okay. Well,
but now you can make it extra. You can. No, no, it's okay. You know, we're good. You're just qualifying, which is a good thing. Because guess what? More times than not, a lot of times than not, it changes. It shifts.
Yeah.
And if you'd have made a little bit more of a shift, it would have shifted here too. It'd have been a very different conversation. But now we can get down to the esoteric and tell you exactly what it is about you that is on point. How you consume the exact number of calories a day to maintain your certain body physique. You're quite neurotic about this. When you say right, like it's no big deal, but it is a big deal. But not everyone else does that.
Well, I'm kind of...
I kind of
watch what I eat a little bit.
Well, you think? Yeah, we think you do, yes.
I noticed that my appetite has changed the last 2 weeks on restructure, and I've actually, without consciously dieting, I've lost 5 pounds.
Well, we're sorry about that. Just add another scoop. Maybe you can build that up. We didn't mean you to lose weight. We want you a little.
Okay.
We would like to bulk you. Well, we're going to. No, let's say a different way. Without your neuroses, we're going to bulk you up a bit.
Okay. You talk
well,
about blowing up.
Yeah.
No,
there's nothing wrong with that, is it, to you? That's okay?
No. That's fine.
You don't mind?
I don't
mind. Good, because we're going to do it anyway. But we like it better when you like it. I mean, we got this.
Okay.
We don't think. By God, we don't think. That's
okay.
For sure. It's time for you to come into your place of power. Why can't you be a little bit of an exception? What would be wrong with it?
Nothing. I want to be an exception.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's fine. We like that. Okay. Then that's good. So, Bob, did you sift anything out of that one?
Yeah, that was very enlightening.
That was very darkening. He's trying to say that was very darkening.
You know, I want to move on to something else. A couple weeks ago, at the end of the Sunday morning, you were talking to Kurt, and he raised the question of cold plate.
We love Kurt. Kurt's so
disservices.
Wonderful. He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Now, he brought up the disservices of cold plate, and you got in there and talked about how if power has no cost, money has no value, and how the markets are going to crash. And you made a reference to Doris Akers' Highway to Heaven.
And the highway to heaven. None
said no one would be able to trade.
But the pure at heart.
Right. I want to go through those verses because I listened to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say none can walk up there but the purest of heart, up there to me means...
Right here.
Okay, but is that the road to ascension?
Right here, yeah.
Right here.
If you're not walking, start while we're talking, walking up the King's Highway.
Now, let me go back a little bit. The purest of heart. We know the heart is a pump, and it pumps the blood. And we've said for years that the blood is one of the most important aspects of the program. So that's what was meant by that. It seems like it always comes back to the blood. Now, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking. To me, that says you don't have forever. with this ascension process.
Well, you don't have forever being a little man. You're running out of time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're running out of time. You are running out of time. The very thing that you created, you're running out of. Isn't that great?
Oh, gosh. Hey, now, here's something you said a couple of weeks ago, or in the last month, that I think ties into this. You were talking about restructure, and I wrote a note down here that timing is more critical than the prize. Were those your words, or did I just...
They're your words.
So that says to me that the fact that restructure has come out right now, that it's important for people to take it because of the timing of everything that's going on. Say the...
Nobody should take it. Don't let anybody take it. Take it off the market. Take it off the website. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Take it out. Take it out. Don't let them have it. Don't let them have it. Don't tell anybody to have it. No, 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 no. Run.
When you talk
we
like
say
that,
no. Don't let them have it. Don't let them have it. Don't let them have it.
Okay.
Them's going to do it. Them won't do it. Them, they ain't going to do it. Don't worry about it. For Pete's sake, don't give them no opportunity. It's terrible.
Now, see, that's the reverse psychology sales pitch that will drive sales to the roof, of course.
There's a roof? We never acknowledged that there was a roof.
Now, here, I'm going to go a little further on this. You know, the RNA drops and all the different products, including restructure, I think you've said that those prepare us to ascend, but you just can't do that alone and expect to ascend. That'll prepare your one RNA DNA double helix strand to duplicate. I know you say it's not a thinking man's game, but isn't there something else that we have to do, such as not think, avoid the labyrinth? We have to take, you don't say, let your power come naturally to you. You say, take your power back. So to me, that's an action. So am I just full of it here, or am I on to a little something?
Well, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's highway. My way gets brighter, my load gets lighter, walking up the King's highway. There's joy in knowing with Him I'm going, walking up the King's highway. Then you do. Don't have to worry, don't have to hurry, walking up the King's highway. Christ walks beside me, angels to guide me, walking up the King's highway. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's highway. There'll be a blessing you'll be possessing, walking up the King's highway. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's highway.
A highway to ascension.
Yeah. To heaven,
okay.
What you call it. Isn't that what you were asking about, the lyrics? We can do a little boozy, too, now. Don't flip the script now. We can get you all the way down through there if you need to. Hey, you need to shout, honey. You don't scare one of us.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, mostly. Would you like to?
No, yeah. When you said honey, I thought maybe you...
Yeah, honey. It's a euphemism. It's a euphemism.
Yeah.
We can't even say it. We can't even say it.
Yeah.
Euphemism.
I don't...
Euphemism.
Yeah.
Euphemism. We can't even say it. Euphemism. We can't even say it.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to be called Sugar Love? Would that be better? We can call you that. We can call you anything you want. Whatever you want. Oh. You pick it.
Okay. I need to give it some thought. So.
Dang. Sorry about that. No thought.
No.
Thought not required.
Okay.
Bill says you should go for the Jesse Dixon version. But that's good. It comes later. Darth Vader was purer. There's no question. But Jesse Dixon, he did a lot of hollering. He could sing the high, the proud soul part, kind of what Vesta would, as he goes to screaming and yelling and going, and all over the place. That's kind of fun. It's all good.
The other thing that came up was the Deutsche Bank fine for $14 billion by the Department of Justice.
But it wasn't just the fine. Their shorts are being called. They've had a margin call.
Okay, but isn't this going to trigger the a derivative implosion?
Well, the VIXIE's gone crazy already. Barb's already been hassling us about that. It's going to send the VIXIE crazy, but that's okay. The Fed's got to make an announcement. They've got to make an announcement. It's going to stop. They've got to make an announcement. They ain't going to say nothing, but they're going to make an announcement like it's going to fix something.
Because, you know, I saw something a couple months ago that said the Fed, and they're not going to implement this until August of 2017, which I thought was kind of odd.
Which
but
is
it's that
never.
48-hour, that, you know, the 48-hour stay-in-place provision relative to
derivatives. They have to catch up. They have to catch up what is. They can't have what is. They can't catch up. So they have to make the order and then let the order catch up to itself. So they have to make a stay. Sounds silly, doesn't it?
It sure does. I'm thinking that we can't, I know you're in charge, but we can't last until August of 2017. Something
that's correct.
Is going to happen.
We already said. We already said.
Yeah. On the financial stuff, Barbara was talking about.
She's very good at this now. She's made it. And don't let them flip the script. What, she didn't make an inherited money. We've been helping her. She's doing all right. Oh, wait, we aren't supposed to talk about that. We aren't supposed to talk about that. Okay. She's on death's door, and they should give her a love offering. Take up alms, give to Barbara, because she's lost all of her money. Yeah, that's better. She's poor.
You know,
don't hate her, but she's successful.
I was jealous because you rattled off about five positive trades.
We know. We have to. She has us. We have to. We can't help it, and we can't help ourselves. It's sad. And it hurts. It hurts a little bit sometimes, but there's nothing we could do. Nothing we could do.
Okay. Well, if you have any good advice, I would be interested in also.
Ask, engage. There's nothing we would withhold from you. We have withheld nothing from you. So if there's things you don't know, it's because you've not asked. But engage in
the topic the last couple of minutes.
How special Barb is, how wonderful Barb is, and how he feels slighted because he didn't get the heads up. And he got the trades because we told him, so he got them too. We don't know if he engaged them or not. It's pretty fun. I mean, we told everybody on the planet to buy Kinder Morgan at 11, but nobody seemed to listen. We told everybody now you're saying okay, but did we not share it freely on the hidden in plain sight? Did we not give it to everybody?
Well, you know, I'd have to go back and look at the exact words, but I mean, obviously, you know, but I've learned that unless you give a trade directly to that person, it may not apply to anyone else.
That's fair. It's not true, but it's fair. It's fair.
Okay.
If you want to embrace it for yourself, that's good. And we're not worrying you because this is not how we don't want you rich from that. We want you rich from your position. We want them to stay. The banks fail when you take over the bank. Here's $1 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, you should do this like Bob. Bob doesn't even have a clue. He actually doesn't even go to board meetings and then asks questions like he's some important part of this whole thing. And he doesn't even have a clue what's going on. He's running the damn thing. He has no clue. They'll never get him for culpable deniability because he didn't even know there was a deniability.
Well, see, based on our recent conversations,
I'm living among criminals. There's no honor among criminals. I keep my distance from all these funny people.
Aww. He's saying there's honor among thieves. How nice. That's nice.
Ian, based on our recent conversations, you have me positioned perfectly in the best place I could be. So
today, it's going to change, but today you're right on the money. It's going to change.
Okay. Well, how will I know when it changes?
Gone, well, when, by God, when you wake up and it's gone, you'll know.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, hey. We tear it up on the weeknights, just so you know. So pay attention to your places. You have placeholders. You work very vehemently to make these placeholders. When those placeholders change, or if they become exposed or vulnerable at whatever level, when you start seeing everything running to it, run away. If everything's going one way on the IT and go the other way.
When there's blood on the streets, buy.
You better know it. That's it. That's right. Stay with them till they buy, and if they don't buy, kill them.
Hey, now, on that buy or die, that comes up a lot, and you mean it for Bob selling the tape programs. Is that correct? He's going to keep pushing the Revelation and all the other tapes until people buy.
Ooh, is he still selling? He's not even selling stuff anymore. Bob, are you still selling stuff? Stop that. We told you about spreading that trash. Don't let them have it.
Yeah, I'm not selling anything, Mark.
You're not trying to sell anything.
Not trying. Not many people are buying anything.
See, I think that it should be reversed. You die or buy into what Bob and Ion are saying. And
Well, they are anyway, so you don't have to do anything. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They will anyway, so it's all good.
Right.
You don't have to do anything. They're going to die anyway, so let it go.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're going to go when the volcano blows.
Do you like rapid fire?
You want it? And we can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it. We ain't as good as we once was, but we as good once as we ever was.
Okay, listen, the only way I know how to do this is with some reference to time. So I'm going to say in 2017, the calendar year 2017. So here we go. Will we see bail-ins in 2017? Hello? Ion.
Next. We answered. Next. This is a very rapid or fireball.
Okay.
We answered.
So fast I didn't hear it. Okay. Well, we see you've already answered this, but I'm asking negative rates.
Yes.
Will the $100 bill be removed from our currency?
Soon.
Will we see QE4?
Yes.
Are we looking for hyperinflation or deflation?
No. Neither.
Neither. Okay. What will occur first? Oil at 17 or 50?
17.
Will helicopter money be revealed in 2017? And I'm talking in the U.S.
No. No.
Fracking, is that related to the end result, the rocks cry out?
Yes. But you can go a little faster.
Okay. Will Deutsche Bank start the crash?
Yes. Yes, they already have. We already told you that.
Have you changed your views on Bitcoin?
Yes, and password.
Jubilee year. Will all debts be forgiven? Yes?
Yes.
Hey, I just want to circle back to the fracking because the way you answered that, Chad was talking about fracking a couple weeks ago, but he was more looking at a different aspect. But what I understand is when you inject hydrochloric acid into the atmosphere, it lowers the pH.
Yes. Good.
That's something that you're probably orchestrating.
That Hans and Franz, we're here to pump you up.
So you're causing our pH to lower as a result
of
the fracking. Okay.
Hell yeah. Don't tell nobody. And we're going to let them make a lot of money, Chick. We can have all some money. You want some money? We can get some money, too, if you want some money. We don't like money.
Yeah.
We have some money. Got some money.
I'll take some money. Hey, now,
cashy
another
money.
Thing. Cashy, that's the best kind. Hey, you mentioned recently, and I just glossed over it, but, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Johnson Matthey being bought out by Asaya or that Japanese firm.
Yes. You can't talk about that. That's Bob's thing. But go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah.
You've outed it now.
Well, see, that's what you said last week, that Bob was buying Johnson Matthey.
He did. He did already. Pull up the Reg B and see who owns the goddamn stock. Pull up the Reg B. You'll see.
The Red B.
Reg D.
Oh, Reg D.
Reg D.
Okay.
So that's the print. If you're filling out a form with Bob, remember to print slowly.
Now, I'm only saying this because Bob mentioned it. Is Bob financing Southern?
They don't need financing. He's a shareholder. Okay. We can say that, can't we? Can't we say that? Can't we say that, Bob? Bob's a shareholder. That's true.
Yeah,
Bob did not tell you to buy any. Bob didn't tell you to sell any.
No.
It's not insider trading.
No.
But every time he handles more than 10%, he has to fill out forms for the SEC. He is a citizen and all now. So every time he does 10%, he does religiously fill out his stupid piece of the paper because that's what people who look after him do. And so that's good. And that's it.
Hey, this is my last question because I want to make room for others. Last year.
Oh, you're so kind. We wish you'd be more selfish, though.
Well, I kind of am, I think, but at least on the call.
We like it. Well, we like it. We like it. We like it. Because Roxy gets to say, fuck you bitches. Get out of my way. I'm going to run this myself. My questions are more important than all of yours all put together. I don't know why you're even here. I don't even want to be here with you, but they make it be like this. Just get rid of you, it'd be more room for me. If I had more room in my belly, I could consume more. So get the fuck out of my way. Love you, miss you, need you, see you. Bye.
Yeah, she is a bulldog.
We adore her, though.
A year ago, I asked you a question, and you, instead of answering it, you had Bob play a song. And the song was, All the Gold in California is Sitting in a Bank in the Middle of Beverly Hills in Somebody Else's
Name. Beverly Hills in Somebody Else's Name. That's
and
right.
So if I look at some of the words, I'm not sure if you were giving me a warning or some advice, because
both.
Some of the words say, trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever. Right down to your soul. Was that the comment you meant? Or here's the other one that I saw. It says, because everything that glitters is not gold. So,
correct.
To me, that says that, hey, don't get so consumed with one area because there's other things that glitter too.
Like palladium and platinum.
Yeah. What do you think about zinc?
We own it.
And uranium?
And strontium, our strontium.
That's not on the market yet. So, okay. So,
we're sorry. Sorry for your luck.
Oh, you can buy strontium?
We can. Bob
well,
does.
Of course you can.
You got the money, honey. We got the time.
Okay, so that's what you were saying to me, and... you know, there's other things that glitter besides gold.
Don't be so heavenly minded that you know earthly good. Get on with this thing and get on with it. You're going to be all right. Look, after, hell, we've done everything we can do, sort of.
I'm feeling good about everything that's going on. So
You should be blessed.
Okay, thanks a lot,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, thanks,
good
Bob.
Question.
Thanks, Ion.
Yeah, good.
You're
questions.
Welcome. Bob, we're sorry about outing you on the Johnson Matthey trade. We didn't know anything. We don't think they're listening. We had no idea they actually listened to this ridiculous bullshit. We're sorry, Bob. We didn't mean to call it on the kerfuffle. Make sure we didn't call. Do we need to rewind it? We'll take it off. We'll take it out. Anybody said anything, we'll smoke their damn ass. What do you think, Bob? Should we? You say. Your call.
No, we're okay.
Your call.
No, everything's great. Okay, so
right.
My call is okay. Go ahead.
Well, we don't know if they're all straight or not, but they're holding on.
Yeah.
Some are just one slap away.
Hey, Ion.
It's number one.
Talk
it's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angela, go ahead. You have that question ready. Go.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, sugar love.
Hi. How are you? Just about the holds of a mentee.
Yes, it's a closed repository library.
I have access to the library, and I was just wondering.
We know, but it's no good because what it says, the books don't work no more.
It's gone obsolete.
Yes, I've been obsolete. Very good. You're good, and you got that, knowing that.
there was something about the portals leading into the ley lines of Ireland. So I was just wondering, should I be doing more ley line energy work on them? Or
you don't have to. You have. You've done it to death, darling. If you ain't figured them out by now, there's not going to make it. You're doing great. You've done it already. You've really made it so already.
Okay, cool. So that's done and dusted.
Yeah. You did your homework, darling, so you got it. You know, no one else could understand a single word you said, but we did, and you did it, and it's all good. So you're fine, but you know that already.
Yeah, your voice is too muffled there, Angela. Speak louder, clearer.
See, he's already on you like a bad habit.
Hello, Rob.
Hello.
In the Halls of Amenti, they talk about, like in the Emerald Tablets, the flower of Amenti.
That's the lotus flower that we were trying to get Bob's ridiculous, stupid people to figure out how to put into motion. It's the silliest thing you ever seen. He goes to the dredges of life and gets the worst, and then says, I'll pay you $100 million if you'll figure this out. We'll tell you exactly what to do. All you have to do is do it. And they go, we need more information. This is just not enough information. We got to have this. We can't. We want this to be a good project, and it never goes well if we don't do it this way. We got to do it this way. And we're going, what the fuck? Okay, do whatever you do. Okay, congratulations. You win. Good. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Ion, is the D-Wave, the quantum computer in Burnaby, is that related to the computer system, the AI system, and the whole system?
It won't connect. It's trying to connect, but it won't.
What about the old dolmens that the druids used to use in Ireland?
It's
were those
closer,
terminals?
Closer. That lease is closer. You see, you have a precipice. Do you remember the old Doctor Who stuff? You can get it from there, too.
Mm.
The Whovian.
Any particular episode or doctor?
The one who preferred jelly babies, Mr. Baker, Tom Baker. It was purer, cleaner. It was cleaner.
Do you think the quantum computer is the future of computing?
Thinking thoughts think, okay?
Okay, remember how I used to play with that little crystal set radio when I was a little kid, Ion? Is that similar to how...
Yeah, I do, but yeah.
So is there a parallel there with the diamond as a way to capture information from the cloud? Ion, is the diamond going to work the similar way that the crystal set radio works?
No, not the same. Similar, but not the same. One is collecting and refracting energies to itself, and the other is absorbing it. That's the difference.
Which one's absorbing?
The cloud is absorbing. Do you all think that you're trying to make a storage system? You're trying to make a storage system so you can retrieve things. No, we're just making a consumption so we consume it. We're just consuming it. And if it's available for you, okay, good for you, maybe, but... That's not its point.
Ion, I wrote code that is ones and zeros, but it also goes 360 degrees and it revolves. And then it said on the diamond storage that it's able to capture the 360 degrees movement, the rotation. So should I keep working on that code?
The code isn't complete. You're missing one third of the code. One third has been obsolete.
What obsolescence?
The other two-thirds.
So if we retrieve the third, is that going to obsolesce one of the other thirds?
Well, no. It should complete the rotation. Should. But y'all are magic. You can do things other folks don't seem to be able to do.
Imagine is that the mosaic part of the code?
It would include the mosaic, but choose your words there carefully because you're responsible.
I mean, that frame slicing code that Angela and I came up with back in the tailgates days, the frame slicing sequences into frames.
Play fair.
Oh, play fair. Okay.
That was the anomaly code. That's a different code to the rotation code.
Well, Ion answered the
play in, in the cipher.
Cipher.
Mm-hmm.
The cipher part.
Yeah.
So the cipher part's the missing part. Okay.
Would you recommend the anomaly code or the rotation code?
Maybe neither. Maybe neither.
Are they gone up the left as well?
But they don't outreach. See, all these things you're making, you're building bridges that don't reach the other side. So if they don't make the other side, they're still a great bridge. They're a turbo bridge, and they'll get you there, but not where you want to go. They'll hook you up, but it's like an Asher. The Asher never arrives. The Asher's always moving. The Asher's always moving. You can't achieve a bridge that is moving. The container will not contain the veracity or velocity of the capacitation of the code that you run. So in an Asher, you can't attach the line to a line that won't connect to the bridge, and the bridge doesn't move. The torrent will not connect.
Is there value? Is there benefit to us working on the Playfair, or is it better to hang out until the thing comes in the inbox?
Whatever you want to do, darling, you know that. You like it. You
okay.
Knock it out of the park, big man. You got it. You got it. You know what to do. You're fine. We help. I mean, if you had to have what was in the inbox to make this go, you wouldn't have anything to do. We would all be done. You'd be stuck completely, totally, utterly frozen until that next tidbit came. But instead, you have a million things to see about and look about and work about and adjust to and juxtapose and find and run and see. You've done all this crap already. So you already know this, so... If you want to, you're just being fun. We like fun. If it's just a glib cliched archetype, that's fine too. Bob lived his life successfully for many years in that same lost in space genre. But it's not required, and you don't have to. So you can if you'd like, but it's not required, obviously.
And I have another project called Hertz Medicine. What do you think of that? Should I continue working on that?
Let's say yes, but only for a moment, not for a long time, because there's an archetype you can't quite reach, but you're going to get a few tidbits of information that you'll glean out. Don't throw your shit away. Just because something doesn't work the way you think it's supposed to work doesn't mean it's wrong, bad, or inappropriate, or not right. It's just not complete sometimes. So simmer down now. Simmer down and keep up with your work. Simmer down now. And when you do that, then you'll be able to make note. You'll be able to make note. And when you do that, then you'll be able to prove your point, which is what this really is all about. Because we don't know why you're having this conversation in the first place. All you're trying to do is figure out what you've already figured out that you figured out. Well, if you've already figured out that there's something to figure out and you figured that out, what is more to figure out? You figured it out. Hey, figured it out. Yay, okay. What did you figure out? Well, we figured out that we figured it out. Okay, that's all you need to know. Then that connects. Good. Okay, when? You in? Next.
What's the next stage then after that? Because that's happened now.
The second grid. Second grid. Queen to queen level 3, second grid.
Okay.
You laughed, but you caused it. You laughed, but when you went through those castle gates, you laughed. You did it.
Okay, about another thing that Angela might have caused. Scientists announced like a year ago that they discovered this thing called that they call a super void, and it's the biggest object in the universe. Is that what you were warning Angela?
Yes, that's the void. Avoid the noid. Remember the noid? She said it over and over and over, and she argued, and we said, "You're going to create it." No, I am this. I am that. I have the noid. I run the noid. I run it. I control it. I have it. You know, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. Yes, we do. We know. And it's like, okay. Go ahead then. Tear it up. So now she's made that thing. Yep.
Okay, hey, Angela, what are you going to do with it now you created it?
Yeah, now don't ask us now because you didn't do what we said do. You didn't go by what we, you didn't take our advice then, so we may not be the ones to help you.
I did avoid the night. It just happened. You did it.
You created it. You wouldn't let it go. Happily, maybe, but you wouldn't let it go. Okay, it might be all right, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a super void. It's really cool. It's new now. They're all going wild over it in physics. So. Really
yeah, congratulations. We're easy to caterwaul, so it's all good with us.
Ion, the ancient supercomputer, the schematics for it, are we going to be granted access to download data into this time frame?
Yeah, but it's going to be done as pneumatics. Pneumatics.
What's pneumatics?
Look it up.
Okay.
You mean with a P? Starting with a P, that pneumatics?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's air pressure, Angela.
Yes, air
pressure.
Yes, air. Yes.
And the first time I ever spoke to you, you told me to spell air.
Yes, we did, and we're still trying to get you to do it. How about, what about that, though?
Yeah.
So were there diamonds in the capstones of the pyramids, or just gold?
Not diamonds. There was eight. They each were a diamond. Just one.
Angela, remember what you were saying about the controls, the control rooms?
They were chaos myth.
See, Angela, I told you that Ion would say that. There is no control.
Yeah, with Maxwell Smart. Nah-huh, there was two. They were done.
But it's a control room. It's the wrong
word. We had the theme song and everything. 89 and 99, they ran it. So Chief had to do it. So no, you can't say there was not that. There was. Hold on. We got this. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Is there a technological counterpart to ascension?
Yes, depreciation.
So, like, for example, depreciation of the value of the economy? Is that a practical example?
Kind of one.
That's similar to, like, Mr. Robot with the way that the economy is just melting down. Right?
Oh, isn't that fun? We're sorry Bob doesn't like that anymore.
Oh.
Sorry. See, it is kind of silly, though.
I don't like what?
Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah, it's silly, but I've kept up with it. I don't know. Is it still going? I don't think it finished yet this season, right?
It's not finished yet. I think there's a few more episodes this season.
The guy's too bug-eyed all the time. He doesn't do any acting. He just looks bug-eyed. He's always in shock. The guy,
right,
Rudy.
But Ion said a few weeks ago to pay attention to how they got to where they got to. So that's the most important thing. And they're starting to show that in season two, like how Elliot and Darlene used to watch that weird movie with the guy with the mask. And
yeah. How
it all kind of started in Elliot's apartment. This whole thing started one night watching a movie, playing around with the mask and the jacket. And then they go back and show how Elliot went to his dad's store and when he first had his store, and he named it Mr. Robot. So, Ion, you told me to look at some of the ways that they got to where they got. Is there anything in particular out of those examples I just said that's important?
They're all good. You always do pretty good, number one.
I thought it was interesting that the password for them, when Angela was in the Evil Corp on the FBI floor and she had to enter a password, is my old password from when I was a kid. Was that something you threw in there for a joke?
Well, no, it wasn't funny to us, but it should have been a subtle kick you in the head reminder of your connection.
Connection to what?
We didn't say.
Connection to the chip body?
We didn't say.
Connection to the way that you put things into the media to show us our connection? Okay, so the quantum computing challenges that the scientists think they're facing right now have to do with quantum decoherence and getting the quantum bits to basically live longer. Do you agree that those are real challenges?
They can't adhere. they can't adhere. They're trying to get them to adhere, and they won't. Some would say they can't, but actually they won't.
They won't, but live longer.
You say live longer. You say live longer, but that's not it. It's adhere. If they could adhere to something, they would be forever. But they don't seem to do that.
But if there was a diamond involved, then they could adhere to something, right?
They would be adhered to the diamond. Yes. Good. Excellent.
Okay. And do they adhere to those little nitrogen pockets?
The viscosity of such an element or change would be appropriate.
But I'm referencing that group in Japan, I think, that said that they could store information in the nitrogen pockets. Are they on the right track, or are they off?
Well, we've been talking about nitrogen. The only reason they said that is because we said it, and they're making a to-do over it. That's all that shit's about. They haven't done a thing. They're just talking about it because we said it. They listen to our crap, and then they come back, and then they're trying to taste them. That's the same people that, well, that's another conversation. You already know. You already know.
What was the substance, Jed? He just said, what are we talking about?
Nitrogen. Okay, so there's some scientists that were working on quantum or diamond computing over in Japan, and they said that they can store information in the nitrogen pockets that are inside of diamonds, like little bubbles.
But they were just listening to Payday. They had to come up.
Yeah, they're just getting it from Ion. But you got, right, because back in the day when Ion first told me about the diamond computing, and I Googled it, there was nothing. And ever since then, it's been slowly, there's more articles about
that's like the same way we started. We had to be very slow and careful. First there was nothing about amino acids, nothing. And now you hit amino acids, and it's the building block of life. It's the RNA inhibitor. It's the protease balancer. It's what makes your boat jumpstart your immune system. It does everything. It takes care of everything. It's your sugar. It's your this. It's your that. And all they've done is just mockingly copied that, which we, our words have been said. That's all right. We're way ahead of them by now. But we don't let it all out. We're careful. Bob is the sharpest bulb in the chandelier drawer. He's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. He's not the sharpest machete in the shed. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's the sharpest bulb in the drawer.
What an honor, Bob.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Chad?
So in a quantum. No, not a boner. An honor. Sounds like quite an honor to be the first.
He made me a boner.
I don't get involved. I just sit on the sidelines.
He doesn't even know. He don't have a clue. He didn't have a clue. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. Say it. Just say it.
When we talk about the network, though, between these diamonds, are we teleporting particles between different nodes?
Yeah,
you don't have to. You don't have to teleport. You don't have to do that. You can, but there's no reason to. When you wash your clothes and you let the water go down the drain, you had to keep up with that water to see where it went to. You had to telepathically move that water to another venue for it to be constrained or sieved or worked through or combined or worked over. No, you just get out of the water. Just get out of the water. The information is easy. The diamond will hold all.
Okay, but first does it have to fill up with all? It has to, like, catch everything and then
nope,
pull and has
nope,
all?
No. It's instant.
Can it be a man-made diamond?
Okay, we like that.
Because that one's completely flawless, then.
It's Torchwood. Remember Torchwood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Torchwood? It's a whole series. Did they do something with this?
Where did the Torchwood Institute?
I was underground in London.
Not the one in Cardiff, the other one.
The one, okay. So it was created by Queen Victoria, and then there was that one in Cardiff.
In 1879.
Okay, Chad, there's only a few minutes left. I want to give some other people quickie questions. What is your last theme here? Are you doing Doctor Who or what?
Torchwood.
Well, it's gone into Torchwood about the quantum computing.
Oh, Torchwood. You're just doing stuff on Torchwood. Okay. Thank you very much for your contributions. Let's just see who can come in here. Anonymous, I just unmuted you. Who's that?
This is an anonymous. It's Corbin, Bob. How are you doing this morning? How's everybody doing? Ion, how are you doing,
that?
Sir?
You got a question for Ion?
Not in particular. One question.
Okay. Who's this out of Nelson? I remember this Nelson. Okay, Nelson, 402. Question?
I don't have any particular questions right now.
Okay. What's your name?
This is Leon.
Hey, Leon. Are you good?
Shut up. He is gone. The Evanston.
Tooth and claw. Tooth and claw.
Sewn together. You got a question sewn together.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Deverly. Will the restructure unlock my lipids so that the amino acids can start to apply?
Yes. Yes, it will, and it will help. And it will take the rest of the lactic acid out of your muscles, which is all that ambient malaise and tiredness and don't want to do anything kind of feelings. It'll take care of that, too. But now it's going to move you.
I'm curious, are the...
Okay, that's good enough. That's good enough, Beverly. You got that.
Okay,
that's going to cover you for the next question.
Tooth and Claw. It's the second episode of the second series, Doctor Who.
Right,
okay.
And this will help you for the next 20 years, so you're covered. Okay.
At least.
Blah.
Yeah, you're going to make it. We got you, baby. We got you. Don't worry. We got it.
Okay, Bruce.
And we're going to do this. We're going to take care of the skin thing, too. We're going to take care of the skin thing, too.
Hey, Ion. Do my other selves influence my world with their creation?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. They fuck things up hard. You tear it up on a weeknight.
Yes, I do. Hey, did the Quathanites come from the Orion system to Earth?
Nope, they did not.
Is there a way for me to choose products to sell on Amazon? It's a difficult thing for me.
No, you cannot. It's a ridiculous thing. No one should. You can't even fill out the application to get them to sell it. If you have something to sell, you have to be a PhD candidate. They want you to fit. You have to be a cookie cutter one way, and it's silly. And then they take all the money. It's terrible.
Paul
you
River,
do it.
508,
Hi.
Got a question.
Hi,
go ahead, 508. What's your name?
It's Elise. Hi, Bob.
Okay, go ahead, Elise.
Hi, my daughter's got this health problem. I really don't know what to do about it. Will the restructure help her?
Of course it will.
Yes, it will. Because divide it. Take the daily dose and divide it into two. So do like half in the morning and half in the evening. And then you can move it up to do one and one.
How many drops should I be taking?
Oh, you're talking about restructure or?
Well,
you're talking about restructure.
I'm talking about restructure and the RNA drops. Are the RNA drops?
Oh, RNA drops. Just take a teaspoon. In the morning and a teaspoon in the evening. And if that's too much, divide it. Have it.
Are they good for my daughter, too?
But do a smaller dose for your daughter.
Okay. Yeah, but everything's good. Our stuff is good for everybody, Elise. There's no question.
We love your stuff, Bob.
Except the dead people. It's not good for dead people. It's not good for dead people. They're going to die anyway. I mean, Ezekiel, no. That's not good.
Wait, what did you say, Elise? Quick, Elise, you had some other thing?
18, numbers, 317.
I have some gold and silver. I wanted to do something smart with, and I was wondering if she could guide me.
Hold it. Just hold it.
Okay, hold it. Just hold it for now. Okay, then we have Sean.
We'll tell you later. We'll make it into an arc.
Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Aya.
Hey, honey.
Was Eileen correct when she referred to the Segway, which is those whoopy things that's just for the listening audience? It's like skateboards, but it's very automatic. And she referred to them as fairies?
Yeah, it's kind of not the right word. It's not the best word. See, they divide into three, and this doesn't give the correct line. It's like the son of Levi. the son of Levi wouldn't. He's also the first Kohath, but he's a Kohathanite. But, see, the Torah leaves him as the ancestor of it, not that he was from it. But the Kohath is listed as one of Levi's sons in the Torah. And it's an ancestor of Kohathanites. But Kohath would be a very different conversation. See how that same thing applies? It's true. It's just not right. It's like Gershon. Okay. It's there, but it doesn't apply. So you have to be very careful when you have that, because otherwise you're going to have the Gershonites dealing dutifully with the Kohathanites.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you, Sean.